Roberts Robinson Chevrolet Buick GMC presents Kevin Keatsman Has Issues. Shop, click, drive at robertsrobinson.com.
Wow, I did not see this lead story coming on KKHI. I thought and had planned all of last evening to start with the impeachment inquiry and some things going on in D.C. and then the manhunt that has ended in Pennsylvania, where they've caught the illegal alien that was the murderer that was in the Chester County prison that escaped, in a harrowing story where he went house to house and found food and clothing and all this other stuff. I was going to do that, but we're going to save that. I'm going to start with Sports Day because I am just blown away by a report that is out there about the Chris Jones contract for the Kansas City Chiefs. And this is one of those things that I hope you find as interesting as me, because we have sat here for weeks, or really longer than that, months, through a holdout, thinking the Chiefs and Chris Jones were working toward a long-term deal. And the details of what Chris Jones just signed with the Chiefs are stunning. They're absolutely stunning. This was a complete beatdown by the Kansas City Chiefs against the agents for Chris Jones. This is the dumbest move I think I've ever seen a player make in the history of covering sports in Kansas City in my career. I've never seen anything quite like this. Folks, get this. Chris Jones lost $1 million for the first game. That stands. He lost $2.6 million in bonuses and fines, and according to a report, these are not my numbers, according to a report from ESPN, those stand. That is $3.6 million he lost. It's gone. Some of those were bonuses for being at mandatory minicamp, things like that. So he's 2.6 total. It's $3.6 million total that he's lost. That stands in the new deal. That stands. He signed, get this, he signed a contract for the same salary. The identical same salary, but lost week one. So it's the $19.7 million or whatever it was, less his first game check. So he got no raise, zero raise, none. After all this, he got no raise for 1 year. None. Still has to pay all these other losses. And he got incentives that he can earn some more money. And one of the incentives is pretty easy. Okay, and it's good. It's a $2 million incentive. If he plays in 50% of the games for the Chiefs, now he's missed one. So if you can't play in 50, so he's got to play in 9 games. There's 17 games. If he plays in 9 games, he gets a $2 million bonus. Now remember, he's trying to recover $3.6 million that he's lost. So if he plays in over half the games, he gets $2 million. He's a little over halfway there. There's a 10-sack incentive for a $500,000, but it was in his old contract if he got 10 sacks. It didn't change. There's a new 15-sack incentive, which he won't get. 15 sacks, he makes another $500,000. If he's first-team All-Pro or Super Bowl appearance, that's $1 million. So he has to be first-team All-Pro, and he has to play in the Super Bowl to earn another $1 million. These are team incentives. If he wins the Super Bowl, he can get $2 million. Okay, the Chiefs will gladly pay him all of his money back and then some if he plays in over half the games and the Chiefs win the Super Bowl. The craziest part of this entire deal, the Chiefs can now franchise tag him next year. He signed a new contract, and the Chiefs now, there's no non-franchise tag disclaimer in this contract. They can now franchise tag him next year. I've never, ever heard of a contract this stupid. If the goal was to be a free agent and get a big deal done, the Chiefs now obviously have leverage to sign him to a long. Everybody was looking at this saying he will not stay here long term, that this is a one-year deal. He's out. This proves the whole thing is over. Well, they're going to have the franchise tag on him next year. I've never heard of this with a veteran player like this. I've never heard of anything quite like this. He was in the position to be a free agent and walk away and have all 32 teams compete for his services, and now the Chiefs can tag him. This is just, what did he get? What did Chris Jones gain on this thing? Look, I'm not the smartest math guy in the world. I'm certainly not a lawyer. I'm not a contract guy. I don't really even like this topic very much. I don't care about the salary cap. I don't like massaging all these things. The Chiefs are and most pro teams are pretty good at massaging the cap and doing all those things. You know I don't spend time on this stuff. But I am fascinated by negotiations. I'm fascinated by what happens. Because sides get dug in. And I'd fire my agent, I think, right now. I'd fire them both. Be like, what was this all about? Why wasn't I here the last 6 months? Okay, I got to miss training camp. Well, you know what? Chris Jones could have showed up at training camp and said, I have really bad allergies and I need a couple of days off. Or some few days off. This is tiring. I'm an older player. I don't want to work every day at training camp. A lot of players don't like training camp. And they'll go through one of these things for that. That isn't what this was. He wound up missing a game. He missed the whole preseason and a game. He made a fool of himself. He had a completely botched news conference where he said, I'm just showing up to be with the kids. Then does a news conference to talk about he wants millions of dollars for himself. You can't blow anything worse than Chris Jones blew this. This is absolutely impossible. I've never seen a beatdown like this before. Never. And if you want to find a positive with Chris Jones and all of this, I think maybe the positive is he was just getting itchy and wants to play football. And when you start missing over $1 million a week, you're like, just sign the deal. Let's go. In my opinion, clearly his better play here, but his ego wouldn't allow it. He wanted to see the ticker on ESPN at the bottom all day long, 24-hour news cycle. Chiefs and Chris Jones agree to a new one-year contract. Because when somebody sees Chris Jones and the Chiefs agree to a new one-year contract, they immediately think, okay, he got a big raise. Way to go, Chris Jones. You got a new deal. So this was nothing but ego. But here's truly what happened. He sat there and peed his pants when he lost $1 million watching the Chiefs lose to the Lions. He didn't just lose $1 million. His total was up to $3.6 million lost, and it was going to be another $1 million this week against the Jaguars, more than $1 million this week against the Jaguars. He was going to be getting very close to $5 million lost if he missed a second game. And to be honest and to be fair to Chris Jones, it probably killed him to sit there and watch that game and not be able to play. And that's the bottom line. And the Chiefs knew this. Football teams are good at this. They know these things. They know it. And I this is the dumbest thing I've ever seen. I can never, ever, ever remember a player getting involved in something that worked out so poorly for them. He gets the same contract per game, okay, because he lost the first game check, all the fines and missed bonuses, the same 10-sack bonus that he got before. And now they're slapping the franchise tag on him, and they've thrown a couple things at him that he either can't reach, or if he does reach him, great, we win another Super Bowl. Chris, here's $2 million. Gladly, we'll give you $2 million more if you win another Super Bowl. I don't know what he gained. My God. Woo. Sorry. You'll just have to indulge me on this one because I just am fascinated by the stupidity of people that dig in and think they can out-negotiate an NFL team. Although it happens. Aaron Donald did it in Los Angeles. But they got a crazy owner who just throws money away out there with the Rams. So I guess it can happen. It just didn't happen. Oh, my God, for Chris Jones. There's plenty more stupidity to go around with the Chiefs. We're going to do this. We'll get into the analysis of the Chiefs-Jags as the week goes on, okay? But let's deal with the silly stuff midweek with the U.S. Kansas City Chiefs, because this is a silly run we got going on here, right? They're setting all these records, all these title games in a row. They've been to 3 Super Bowls. They've won a couple of them. We got Patrick Mahomes. We got Travis Kelce. We got all this great stuff going on. But, boy, it is silly being around this football team right now. There is some silly stuff going on they better get their hands around. Kadarius Toney can't catch the ball. He embarrassed the entire organization on social media. Travis Kelce and Patrick Mahomes had the wildest off seasons you've ever seen. They were everywhere. America clearly is getting sick of the Chiefs. There was a rejoice that the Lions won. The Chiefs have become the team that America hates. They watch them. Chiefs are wildly entertaining. America will watch the Chiefs. There's no question about that. But they're rooting against those who did not convert and become Chiefs fans over the last 4 or 5 years. Hate the Chiefs. They're the team that you want to watch and hate. And a couple of these guys are doing nothing to suppress this at all. We now get this from Page Six, which is the New York Post in New York City. Travis Kelce reportedly has been hanging out with Taylor Swift. Boy, Jessica heard this news And the reaction on the text thread was, no, Jessica does not like Taylor Swift at all. And she loves some Travis Kelce in her life. Oh my God. I mean, she loves Travis Kelce. Not just like a hot guy thing, just everything about him. His swagger, his mojo, his, you know, the comedy, the Saturday Night Live, the things that he does. She just loves Travis Kelce. And him and Taylor Swift has just driven her absolutely crazy. There's nothing good about this, folks. And it can't really be happening because she's insanely busy. He's insanely busy and stuck in Kansas City now for months. So they can't, this can't be a thing. Now, if we see Taylor Swift show up at Arrowhead at a game, maybe that's a thing. I don't know. I don't think this is a real thing. I think what happened here was they made the big deal of, I didn't get to meet you. I want to give you my number, whatever. I think they eventually did. And before the season started or something, maybe he met up with her. There's some rumors out there that he saw her in New York City for a day or two. And maybe they're going to be besties. I don't know. Are they dating? If they are, she's going to be in Kansas City a lot because he's stuck here. He gets an off day every week, but that's about it. So I don't think there's anything too hot and heavy there with Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift. But my God, the distractions for this football team, the difficulty of these distractions. And I know Andy Reid's been through a lot as a coach. It is distraction city. GQ magazine gets a hold of Patrick Mahomes in one of the dumbest things I've ever seen done. And they say, we do a thing at GQ called your essentials, top 10 essentials. And they find people like actor Bradley Cooper. What are your top 10 essentials? And he'll go, well, I put this gel in my hair or something. And well, these are my favorite shoes to walk in. And it's all this stuff that these really rich and famous people like to wear and what they like to do. So they go grab Patrick Mahomes, who isn't particularly sophisticated, right? Hey, I'm not either. I'm not judging here. I'm just saying, I don't think Patrick Mahomes in GQ. I might think Travis Kelce in GQ. There might be some other Chiefs players that I'd think that with, but not Patrick Mahomes. And they do a sit down with him and they make like a 6-minute video in addition to this story they run in GQ. And the video is him talking about his essentials. And, you know, for a lot of people would be things like minimum 64 ounces of water a day or something like that. I mean, the things that make your life tick or your favorite car. Or you got this, you know, you got little babies. This awesome stroller that we push our kids in is like the Rolls Royce of strollers. If you're a dad, rich, look, GQ's for rich people. So if you're a rich dad, this is the stroller you got to have. You know, whatever. No, that's not what Patrick Mahomes does. It's literally the 10 products he endorses. You can name them by heart. It's his Oakley sunglasses. It's his water drink that he has. It's this supplement. It's one thing after another. That it's Head and Shoulders shampoo. GQ magazine had a really rich guy telling really rich guys to use Head and Shoulders. I ain't buying that. It was awful. I applaud Mahomes and my Oakley sunglasses. I can't go anywhere without my Oakley sunglasses. He says in this video, I'm like, your essentials. This is an advertisement. This is all the people that sponsor you. What is this? And GQ allowed it. Look, I'm not making fun of Mahomes. I'd do the same thing. Or his agents. Good for them. He's making all this money. He's endorsing these products. If GQ is pathetic enough to somehow call it magazine work or journalism or whatever, that we've got Patrick Mahomes and here's his top 10 essentials, then this is great. One of his essentials was my wife. And she steps in and sits down next to him like, I saw one thing on there that he does not endorse. I don't think he endorses Starburst. He says he likes to eat red Starburst at night, which I'm sure will lead to a Starburst commercial, or maybe they're negotiating with the candy company to get him to do a Starburst commercial. I don't know. It's absolute silliness around this football team right now. KKHI is brought to you by Back 9 Development, online at back9development.com. TJ Vilkanskas is a developer in the Midwest and would love to meet with you about your project, whether you're looking to build a new home, start a business. I think he recently worked with some doctors and a dentist group that were looking to own their own building, and build it and develop instead of leasing and renting the space that they'd had. If your business is looking to get out of paying leases every month and have your own building, Back 9 Development is just the perfect partner for you. 785-236-0161 to reach TJ. You can find out more about their portfolio and the projects they're involved with at back9development.com. This is custom work. There is no cookie cutter with Back 9. These are beautiful projects that he works on and develops with, he'll develop himself or with investors. Back9development.com. 785-236-0161 for the home of your dreams. Finch Knife Company is online at finchknifeco.com. Right now, check out the Flint series. Features a 3-inch blade, a satin finish, titanium clip. You're going to love it. It's online at finchknifeco.com. They also have the Hatfields and McCoys came out this year, and the Shiv series of Finch pocket knives. You're going to keep life from getting dull. Collect them all. There's 4 to 5 new models every year, and a lot of folks collect these and keep them in cases. Very nice. They're a fraction of the cost of their competitors. But these are world-class pocket knives, and they are beautiful. Some have mother-of-pearl handles made of bone or wood. Fantastic pocket knives. Every single one is an homage to something America. FinchKnifeCo.com. Available at Shields, The Bullet Hole, and Teague Tractor. Keep life from getting dull with a Finch pocket knife. And our friends at Window World are simply the best for less. They're the official windows of the Kansas City Chiefs. If you'd like a free analysis and estimate, and to learn more about 0% financing available on windows, doors, and siding with lifetime warranties that are made right here in America with the number one customer satisfaction rating in the industry, just call my friends at Window World, 816-799-0820. And they really are my friends. John is the guy and his wife. We love to go to the Chiefs games with these folks. They're just huge sports fans and great Americans, and a company absolutely committed to your satisfaction. They have been with us at KKHI since day one. They were with us for 15 years before that on radio. These are solid people with great products. 816-799-0820. Kansas, Missouri, and Iowa. Covers the entire Midwest region here with Window World, online at windowskansascity.com. Here's a serious story that'll grab your attention. We've been watching all this realignment in college football. We see the mayhem of the expansion of certain conferences, the consolidation of what are perceived to be bigger programs or bigger universities with giant endowments and larger fan bases in major metropolitan areas or states with large populations. We're watching this happen. We're not seeing a lot of turnover on the field. We've watched the SEC West struggle to start the year. The Big Ten certainly doesn't look very good except for the top two programs at this point. So it really hasn't translated to better football or changing football landscape yet. We'll see what happens in the long run. This one sent an absolute chill down my spine. Multiple sources are telling Sports Business Journal that the NFL is looking to get with university presidents of approximately 4 dozen major schools. We're talking about 48 schools. 4 dozen major schools about the possibility of dissolving the NCAA and the NFL basically owning college football. They would buy stake in each of these universities' athletic programs or football teams. The NFL would then basically own and operate and be the legislative body of college football, and it would be developed as a minor league feeder sport for the National Football League, wherein they would unionize the players, and I've talked about this for years. Once you start paying players, they're going to have to unionize this at some point and have a salary scale. They'll have to. They'll get to that point that the NFL knows how to do this, that they view this, that they would then vertically integrate everything they do between the NFL and college football as one giant media rights company. The NFL would control all of that, disperse money to each of the schools that are part of this thing. I would assume equally, because that's the way the NFL has always done it in professional football. And college football would then be basically owned and operated by the National Football League. Now, that may sound like it would work. It actually does sound like it would work to me. It absolutely sounds like it would work. Has the NFL thought about what happens if they take 32 or 48 schools with the fans of the other 20 schools or so that get left behind? Have they thought about what will happen to their professional product when those college fan bases, millions and millions and millions of fans, get left behind? And let's go ahead and ask the difficult question. We know the three area schools we have here, KU, K-State, and Missouri. We know the best football program for the last 25 years of those three is Kansas State, and it's not close. They're by far the best of the three. They're the winningest. They sell out more. They're more fabric of their university. Its foundation is football. They've had multiple coaches that have come in and had success and won Big 12 titles. They've been very good. Kansas State is the best program of the three. That's not in question. But it is likely that Kansas State would be the NFL's third choice of those three. They would likely pick Kansas before Kansas State because of its proximity to Kansas City for various reasons, production costs, television. There are more KU fans in the Kansas City area than K-State fans. Those things matter. They're not worried about Wichita or Dodge City or Salina. They're worried about Kansas City. So Kansas would probably have the upper hand, despite the fact that their facilities are among the very worst, and they have very little track record of winning. Then they would probably like Missouri, maybe even ahead of Kansas, because the state of Missouri has twice as many people as the state of Kansas, and Missouri's the only team. So how would the NFL pick and choose? I don't know, but this is frightening. We're watching what happened to Washington State and Oregon State. They're being basically sent to Siberia in college football right now. And if the NFL buys college football and dissolves the NCAA and they pare this thing down to 48 schools or less, who makes the cut and who doesn't? They're not talking 64. They're talking 48. They're like, that will be plenty of inventory. They will, if they do this, if this happens over the next few years, there will be football every night of the week. There will be college games on NFL Network. The nights the NFL doesn't play, there will be football everywhere. In the beginning of September until February, there will be football games every single night for you to watch. There will not be a night go by that there isn't something on. If one company owns all of it, can you imagine? 32 NFL, because the NFL's been, you know, they've got a nice balance here. Exporting their game to other countries without putting teams there, that's working for the NFL. There's no reason to put a team in Munich. There's not. It creates a problem. There's no reason to have four teams in a division in Europe, okay, and then coming over to play a couple of road games and saying, it's complicated. Nobody really wants that. I don't think any Americans want to see Munich win the Super Bowl. I think they know that. Their best path to growth and expansion and ginormous amounts of money for the NFL would be to own college football. There have been some thoughts that these conferences like the SEC could be ripe to be purchased by the Saudis, like golf was purchased by the Saudis. That the Saudis could come in and say, we're going to start buying up college football. We'll buy the Big Ten, we'll buy the SEC. Here's all this money. The schools wouldn't say no. And then they negotiate your TV rights for you and pay you your money, but they're the de facto owners, taking the schools out of it. It's coming. Once you started paying players, it's coming. And I really fear for what will happen to college football. A person on television used to do a feature called Worst Person of the Week, and every week he gave it to a Republican. And he is not just the worst person of the week. This could be the worst person in America. And I'm not talking about like a violent killer. Obviously, the serial killer or something like that. I'm just talking about the worst person that is out there roaming around free and actually some people think is smart or funny or likable or whatever. This is a bad human being, and his name is Keith Olbermann. You know Keith Olbermann. Used to be on ESPN, then he was on MSNBC. And he took to X, formerly known as Twitter, and basically made fun of Aaron Rodgers for getting hurt. And I can't think of anything worse. This man cut his teeth, made his name, made his living off of athletes' exploits. And I'm all for picking on athletes when they deserve it. I've had plenty of things to say about LeBron James I don't like. And I don't mind Keith Olbermann getting all over Aaron Rodgers because he was anti-COVID shot. You've got your right to your opinion. I'm good with all that. When the man goes down, blows an Achilles, four plays into a season, and ends his career, let's be honest, that's going to be it for Aaron Rodgers. He's not going to play again. And when it ends like that, and you go to X and start making fun of him as if to say, if he had taken the COVID shot, this wouldn't have happened. Of course, he was joking, but he was making fun of a man who just had the most devastating thing happen in his career. This is the lowest life form there is. He's equating an Achilles injury to your stance on vax because conservatives are watching young men drop and clutch their chests with myocarditis because they took this. Fauci said this week, myocarditis is that the shot causes myocarditis in young men, but still not as much as COVID. The problem is you have twice as much chance to get myocarditis now if you're young because the shot didn't keep you from getting COVID. You could get myocarditis from COVID, or you can get it from the shot. Before, you could just get it from COVID, which is pretty rare. It's just so botched, folks, and so distorted. When they are wrong on the left, they will never admit it. Their games are so apparent to all of us, what they do. I pray for a guy like Keith Olbermann, man, because I believe in God. I believe in heaven. I believe in hell. And I don't know how you can do things like that and say things like that about other people at the worst time in their lives. For what reason? For humor? For, okay, we know we were wrong the last 3 years, but we're just going to keep doing this. Keith Olbermann sucks. That's a lazy way for me to say it, but that's just an awful and rotten human being. My friend Ron Buck is not an awful or rotten human being. He's one of the best people you ever know. And he's really dedicated to his customers. He's got to be the only guy anywhere in Kansas City that will send a crew out, and if something really small at your house is wrong with your roof and is causing a leaking problem, like the flashing got turned around up there or a couple shingles or something. He doesn't like me saying this very often, so I don't say it very often. But I know several people have received emails from folks this has happened for. So I'm only quoting the emails. I called Buck Roofing because I had a leak. They fixed it and didn't charge me and said, look, you got probably maybe 3 to 5 years left on your roof. Call us. We'd love to put it on in 3 to 5 years. Who does that? A lot of times you call service personnel out. It's $169 or something just to show up. Plus the work. I mean, just turning a flashing around or reattaching it, a 5 or 10 minute job. You almost expect something like that on your roof to cost what? $275 or more? They just walk away from those and say, we'd love for you. If you need real repairs or have real damage, we'll come do that work. Or if you need a new roof, consider us. Online at rbuckroofing.com. Free roof inspection if you mention KKHI. 913-384-2680. You're going to sleep well knowing Buck Roofing fixed the roof over your head. The new car image is online at thenewcarimage.com. And remember, I still get emails from many of you say, where's your site that has everybody listed on it? It's thekklist.com. That's it. Thekklist.com. All of our sponsors are there, plus more sponsors that are not podcast sponsors, that are like my father-in-law has he's unbelievable. He's a contractor, but he also does all kinds of repair work and maintenance type things. He's really, really good. He's my father-in-law. I just put him on the list. I don't talk about him on the podcast. He's busy enough as it is. But if you want somebody that, you know, you got some damage, something's fixed, you need a new water heater or something done, he can do that stuff for you. And he'd love to talk to you about Donald Trump all day. I can promise you that. He's on there as the guy next door. There's all kinds of cool businesses at thekklist.com. So many of you aren't putting the in front of the new car image. Thenewcarimage.com. Get your car detailed. You don't have to go full Monty on this thing. You don't have to do the ceramic coat and everything else. Just have them out and clean that baby up. It is so much better than going to even the best car wash where the kids at the car wash go and they vacuum out a little bit. They won't even do your rubber mats anymore at the car wash. They want to charge like $20 to take your rubber mats out and vacuum underneath them. It's pathetic. I mean, honest to God. And for what they charge, they'll charge you $39 for a car wash and you get almost nothing. Call the New Car Image at 816-499-1470. 816-499-1470. That's my buddy Brad at thenewcarimage.com. They're really good at what they do. As is Advantage Termite and Pest Control, online at advantagetpc.com. 913-768-8989. I've been telling you stories the last couple of weeks about them, so I've said enough, but make the switch. Get your critters under control. AdvantageTPC.com, 913-768-8989. On to the news and the impeachment inquiry, and why is it that when Kevin McCarthy announces something, it just sounds minor league? I mean, it's bad enough when Adam Schiff's up there trying to impeach a president. He looks Bush League. I mean, Adam Schiff looks like he's just a douche, to be honest. There's no other way to say it. Kevin McCarthy, he looks all right. He stands up there. You're like, okay, this is a serious man. And then he talks, and you're like, this is minor league. It's minor league. They announced they're going to begin an impeachment inquiry, which they should. The problem is we're always doing the things that the Dems did when the Dems did it because they knew what they were actually doing and accused Republicans of doing that stuff. So here we go. Biden's been making money in Ukraine for decades. Grifting from the American people, selling American influence. Absolutely a crime against the United States of America. But they impeached Donald Trump over calling the president of Ukraine over a phone call. They impeach him. You know what? If we got to listen to and learn Donald Trump's phone call with Zelensky, can an impeachment inquiry get the Biden phone calls to Zelensky? Because I'd kind of like to hear those. Wouldn't you? How did we hear about a Trump phone call to the president of Ukraine, but we don't have any Biden phone calls? How is this? Trump made a bad phone call. We're going to impeach him. What? Biden's made millions off Ukraine and China and other places. They laugh. The White House knows the facts are against Joe Biden, that this is real trouble, that this is an impeachable offense. They know this. And how do you know that they know this? Immediately, when the inquiry is announced, the White House sends letters to the top media executives everywhere in the United States, Europe, and even Mexico and Canada. They know how bad the facts are. So immediately, what does the White House do? They notify the media. And of course, big search, tech, Facebook, Google, algorithms, everybody. Protect us, help us on this against the Republicans. Immediately, ABC News puts out a story that Kevin McCarthy has a news conference and, quote, there is, quote, no hard evidence, unquote, of these allegations by the far right of the Republican Party. Unbelievable. We are really, really, really up against it in this country. We really are. I am not optimistic. I'm not. I see the gains. I see the wins. I'm glad that Elon Musk owns Twitter now, so there's not going to be any censorship there. We've got to crack through on some of these things, but it's just, it's incredible what they've built. The machine that the Democrat, it would be so easy to be a Democrat. My God, it looks fun. Every day, just more wins. Trump at an arraignment, Trump getting a mugshot. Can you imagine Hillary getting a mugshot, Obama dragged into court? You imagine all this stuff? How great that would be. It's unbelievable how one-sided this stuff is. Man, they're really good at this, and we are awful at it. Such a simple opportunity Kevin McCarthy had of people in his office, demonstrators, and insurrection in his office, that he didn't make a bigger deal out of that. The impeachment is beyond me. They should have arrested him. They should have identified him. They should have had the entire GOP establishment go after these people, that they're insurrectionists, they need to be jailed. No, nothing. It just evaporated. It's just gone. We allow it. You're allowed to come in here and complain about us. in Kevin McCarthy's office, while the man who went into Pelosi's office is spending 4.5 years in jail. And on the same day this is all done, a man named Owen Schroyer, who I think works for Alex Jones at InfoWars, gets 60 days in jail because of his involvement on January 6th at the Capitol. What was his crime? Folks, this is the worst thing you've ever heard. Owen Schroyer never went in. He never went past an illegal barrier or was detained. He was seen on video, identified as, he's a far right guy on the internet, InfoWars, and they arrested him, charged him, convicted him, and now will jail him for, quote, helping create, unquote, the riot and amplifying lies about the election. Well, how do we know they're amplified lies? And how do we know he helped create? And how did he exactly do this? He did this with free speech, by saying things that day and writing things about what was going on. This is 60 days in prison in the United States of America for exercising your right to free speech. That is all this is. The man was never inside the building. He didn't touch anybody. He didn't do anything. And he's going to jail for 60 days for free speech. Folks, it is over if we don't get this thing back. And I don't know what we do. If we get it back, do we start go arresting liberals for free speech? And then saying, look, you put Schroyer away, one for one. I mean, Biden does prison swaps all day. You have five prisoners, I got five prisoners. We'll swap them. Maybe that's what the Republicans should do if we get back in charge. One arrest and conviction of a Democrat, protester, any one of these people that glues their hands to the concrete or something like that, just arrest them and jail them as an insurrection, whatever you want to call it. I mean, insurrection, it's ridiculous. I can't believe this man is being jailed 60 days, and he was never inside the Capitol. Never. They got him. They convicted him because this is what they're doing. And they're basically telling people, don't write and say bad things about us. If you do, we're coming after you. Crazy what's going on. It's absolutely crazy what's going on in this country. All right, they caught the illegal alien multiple murderer, Danilo Cavalcante, in Pennsylvania. He escaped from Chester County Prison. He's been on the lam for 2 weeks. We don't follow these things as they go. You see him. I know you see him. When they capture him, or he eventually gets away, is spotted in another country or whatever, we like to sum them up at the end. So it took 2 weeks. This dude was going house to house in Pennsylvania. And one man was on describing that he lives 1.7 miles from this prison. And Cavalcante was in his house, and he knew he was in his house. He's got a wife, couple of kids. They were all upstairs. He heard something, and he flicked the lights on. And then from downstairs, the lights started flicking on and off. And it was Cavalcante saying, I'm here. You better believe it. You know I'm here. The man stayed up, barricaded themselves upstairs. Cavalcante took some fruit and apparently a couple of items out of the refrigerator and left. So it's not like he's a rampaging murderer, but they said he had a rifle. I don't know that he fired at anybody, but one homeowner apparently at one point when they saw him fired at him and didn't hit him. There seems to be no blood trail, no anything like that, but he was in this neighborhood. And this homeowner's like, well, we knew he was in the neighborhood. My neighbor had seen him the day before. And we're like, oh my God, can you imagine? I would have my family out of there so fast. But they didn't, and we are lucky on this one that this ruthless killer who killed his girlfriend or ex-girlfriend and another person in Brazil didn't apparently seem to want to harm any of the Pennsylvania residents. He was just on the lam trying to get there. Well, he was caught in an Eagles sweatshirt and he wanted food and shelter and things like that. And so he wasn't really out to kill a bunch of people apparently, which is great. They captured him. And the part that's not getting any real attention is he was in the country illegally. Right, this story has just gripped the Northeast. Because when you're in Pennsylvania where he was, you're within a couple hundred miles of tens of millions of people with all the cities jammed together in that place. So why is the story not here that this guy is illegally here? And why wouldn't we immediately give the death penalty to illegals that commit these crimes? I think it should be a different punishment. I know a lot of people will say, we don't like the death penalty, and it can take years before you get to death row and are put to death. But why wouldn't we, at the very least, if I was running, or I was in D.C. making laws, I'd say I got one way to slow people down, bad guys coming in here. Immediately death penalty upon conviction. If you're an illegal in this country, you commit rape or murder. Rape, I'm serious about rape. If you rape or murder and you're illegally here, death penalty. Don't come here and mess with us. You want to kill people and rape people, you stay where you are. It just gets so glossed over, the unbelievable number of victims in this country due to illegal immigration. Danilo Cavalcante is headed now to a state prison. It also magnifies the problem we have with county prisons. We have a problem here in Kansas City with Jackson County's prison. It's terrible. Everybody knows it's terrible. It's falling apart. The one they sent Trump to in Fulton County, they say that's there's a big lawsuit, an investigation by the feds on that one. Substandard conditions, easy to escape, understaffed, the whole thing. Every one of these urban areas, we know what this is all about. These big city areas have these county prisons that are just awful and poorly run and operated. Jackson County is the one here in Kansas City. And this isn't Fulton County or Jackson County, but apparently the one in Chester County has all kinds of its problems on its own as well. Most of it is staffing, but they had a deal where you could shimmy a wall and climb up on the roof. This man was the second guy that got out that way. He heard about it. He said, yeah, if you can shimmy this wall, you can go right up through there and get on the roof and you're out. Really? And he easily did it. He's clearly young and athletic and all those things, and he easily was able to do that. Wowza. Wowza, wowza. Lauren Boebert is a congresswoman from Colorado. You know her. She is the lady who carries her gun into the House of Representatives every day. She's a bit of a badass. She's also a bit outspoken. And she does strike me as, I like her politically and all these things. I really don't have much to say, but she does strike me as the kind of person that has a little Brittany Mahomes in her, you know, that would make a scene, here I am, hear me roar, whatever. Well, she did this. In Denver, at Beetlejuice the Musical, she was attending with a companion. She was escorted out after other theatergoers complained that she took a picture, she was too loud, singing and laughing, and annoying people. Now, let's just call this one 50-50. Clearly, there were people in there that were Democrats that knew this was Lauren Boebert. We have to cede that point, right? There's Lauren Boebert. She's in there. There are Democrats in there that hate her. Maybe they were the ones that voiced their complaints about her being too loud when she laughed or singing too loudly along with the musical. She admitted she sang and laughed very loud, and she admitted she took a picture. They claimed she was vaping in there, which is against the rules, and she said absolutely not. That didn't happen. I believe her that she was not vaping. But this is half. She was probably annoying. And half, she was probably targeted. So I've got no real beef with Lauren Boebert. I just find it interesting that that occurred. And I guess I would say this. Her comments were, my God, this musical's phenomenal. I thought Beetlejuice the movie kind of stunk, to be honest. I remember seeing it years and years ago, and I know people talk about Beetlejuice. It was just kind of, for me. I was so excited and hopeful, and then it was just kind of a downer more than anything else. But if this is fun, if Beetlejuice the musical is fun, I think I'd give that a go. That seems like if Lauren Boebert likes it and you're laughing and singing through it, I didn't really laugh at Beetlejuice, the movie. If there's laughter in this and some singing, I'd go see Beetlejuice. There you go. A Canadian man flew from South Carolina to Dallas on a visa, was in the United States illegally. I'm not sure I really ever understand how a Canadian resident is in America illegally. Yeah, you got to go through the border and have them know that you're here and you're from Canada, but this man was in South Korea and came to Dallas somehow with his Canadian passport and then stayed and at some point became illegal because he stayed here too long, whatever. He has been arrested for stealing $64,000 from American Walmarts in several states. That's the headline. That's a big federal crime because he's Canadian. How did he do it? This is nuts. This guy went Walmart to Walmart and convinced the clerk at checkout that he was a $100 bill collector by serial number. He said things like, I look for serial numbers that are great poker hands or have a lot of sevens in them or something like that. And then would ask the cashier, can I see your $100 bills? I've got a $100 bill here. I'd like to trade you for one if for my collection. And apparently, these idiots at the cash register hand him like seven $100 bills out of the drawer and let him look at the serial numbers. Well, he's a sleight of hand expert. When he hands them back, he's already grifted two and put them in his sleeve. How many times did he go do this and steal two or 300 at a time to get to $64,000? And I know young people especially don't have any idea how to handle actual cash or count change. But how did Walmart allow this to keep happening? And how many times must they have seen him on camera? And how many stores did he go to where he walks up to a cash register and says, hand me all your $100 bills. I want to look at them. Who does that? Who at the counter says yes? I was 13 years old when I started working at Wadgie's in Roland Park. She put me on the cash register when I was 15. At no point would I have ever handed cash out of the drawer to a customer. Zero. Never, ever, 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 ever. And that was before cameras or anything else. No, I'm not handing you the money out of this. He wasn't doing it as a robbery. It was a ruse. Oh, I want to see him because I collect $100 bills. I'll trade you mine for one of yours. And they'd hand him over to him. I'm sure he was very convincing. Oh, my God. Target previously last year was targeted by some people from Romania that were in America that did a gift card scam. And they would apparently hold back. They'd buy gift cards and then they'd fan out the cash. You know, like buy a $100 gift card and then you'd fan out five $20 bills. And then they would fold one of them over and keep the 20 and hand them 80 and they just put it in the drawer and not get caught. So every gift card they bought, they were making a profit on and sending that home. They got caught doing that. I'm not sure. I just know that people out there don't know how to handle cash anymore. All right, our final is brought to you by 360 Document Solutions, online at 360documentsolutions.com. Your business-to-business solution. That's why they're called 360 Document Solutions. Anything in your office they can help you with. They're great with copiers, printers, machines, voiceover, IP, phone solutions. What they're really great at is analyzing what you're doing, maybe where your problems are or your shortcomings are with your current lease or ownership of equipment. They'll get you out of your current lease. Then they're the best at servicing you. Anytime you have any questions, service problems, or anything like that, they're on it. Their services are perfect for your, even like your churches, schools, manufacturing, car dealers, hotels, funeral homes, construction companies, apartment complexes. 360 Document Solutions can really help you. Anywhere in Missouri, Kansas, or Oklahoma, call Mark Lindquist at 913-745-5344. Ideal Health KC is regenerative medicine. This is the future of medicine. It's PRP blood spinning, NAD patch therapy, ozone therapy. If you have joint pain, if you're just kind of run down, maybe after taking the shot, if you've got some sort of malady that going to your doctor has not worked and you've tried several treatments, get a consultation with Dr. Kip Van Camp at Ideal Health KC. They're located in Shawnee at K7 and Shawnee Mission Parkway, and just consult with him. No obligation. Schedule an appointment, meet with the man saying, this is the problem that other doctors have not been able to help me with. Is there something from my body that will help myself? Instead of trying to pop pills and go big pharma, this is stem cells, it's tissue treatments. He's been published in multiple journals. IdealHealthKC.com, 913-745-5300. Let your body's tissue work for you. And North Kansas City Dental. and Dr. Bill Bush. We're leaving town in a couple of weeks, and Jessica's very concerned that I'm going to lose my tooth again. I have this veneer in the front. And for some reason, when we travel, I have trouble with it. It's not a lifelong permanent solution. I know this. But I said, Jessica, it's on there good. It's not, we're going to be fine. She goes, no, it's just terrible. You know, if it happens here, great. You're in Dr. Bush's office that day and you're good. Some point, maybe I have to pull the tooth and put something else in. I don't know. She's just very concerned that I'm going to lose it. She's really concerned I'm going to lose it at Spencer's wedding in October. Maybe she's right. Maybe I'll get an appointment with Dr. Bush and see what my options are for something different than keeping this veneer that I've had for so many years. 816-471-2911 is the number to call if you'd like to make an appointment for NKC Dental. Dr. Bill Bush is the best. Regular dental care, implants, cosmetic dentistry, crowns, veneers, TMJ, teeth whitening. He can even put diamonds in your teeth if you'd like him to. He's done that for some football players. Yeah. North Kansas City and Westwood, online at nkcdental.com. Some of you have probably heard about a bar in Wisconsin called Jack's American Bar. It's in Milwaukee. It looks like a fun place. Food looks great. It's big. Looks like an awesome place to watch a football game. They were running a promotion this year that if the Jets lose, your alcohol tab is free. The caveat, the rules, you have to show up 15 minutes before kickoff of the Jets game. It's only the Jets games that are not up against Packers games. And you have to stay until the end of the game. So it's a 3.5-hour commitment. Drink as much as you want. If the Jets lose, your alcohol's free. Well, they were going nuts the other night. It also says games Aaron Rodgers starts. So Rodgers starts, goes out on the fourth play. The Jets fall behind 13-3. These people in Milwaukee can drink now. And they start throwing down. I mean, they're going crazy. Just pounding. Like, it's 13-3. The Jets can't do anything. This thing's in the bag. We're drinking free tonight at Jack's. Jets came back and won. Oh, my God, the looks on these people's faces when that kick was returned in overtime was stunning. I mean, at that point, these Packer fans, the idea is to go root against Aaron Rodgers. These Packer fans were like, we'll take a tie here. That's not a Jets win, right? It's like, okay. So it got nutty in there. Now they're saying, we're going to do this 11 more times, but we don't know exactly what this will look like. Maybe it's one free drink, two free drinks, something like that, because the contest was with Aaron Rodgers playing. This bar's open until 2 a.m. now. You can go in there. If you have Mondays off, you can go in there and watch a Jets game and just... So the owner says that promotion's dead because Aaron Rodgers is out for the year. And he's going to have another iteration of it. So let's keep the Jets thing going because the Jets got Aaron Rodgers. They're still rooting against Aaron Rodgers. Great stuff. Hey, if you'd like to sign up and become a patron on Thursday, we're going to have Lee Sterling's free selection. We'll have Danny Klinkscale with Between the Lines 2.0. That will be fun. We'll have our football preview, our football feast coming up in the next couple of days. Or if you would like to sign up, it's kkhasissues.com. Only takes a couple of minutes. It's $5 a month. That's cheap. And you get bonus programming in the newsletter every single weekend right here. Kevin Keatsman has issues.
Thanks for listening to Kevin Keatsman Has Issues, presented by Roberts Robinson Chevrolet Buick GMC. To get exclusive patrons-only podcasts, receive a weekly newsletter, and attend in-person patrons-only parties, visit kkhasissues.com and become a patron today. This has been a production of Crooked Tail Media Incorporated.